This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the second half of Sports Talk this Monday, July 21st. And not just any Monday, it is training camp week, folks. We've been talking about it nonstop, and finally here, the black and gold. Players will be reporting tomorrow for Saints training camp. We'll hear from Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, as well as Head Coach Kellen Moore tomorrow. And then the first practice of camp comes Wednesday morning. Fans will be out there, media as well. I know I've got my gear all set, from hats to cooling towels. Checked my mics, got enough batteries, got a nice haircut going into this, ready to stay cool. Try to find any little patches of shade while we're out there, because man, oh man, what a start to the week as well. It is blistering outside. It was also a hot weekend here in New Orleans. Shout out to the UFC 318. Quite a spectacle here at the Smoothie King Center. You heard in the news, took in $8 million in ticket sales, an estimated crowd of 18,138. Just great to see how this city hosts a major event. Nothing but stellar reviews from the people who got to attend, as well as UFC president and CEO Dana White, who said the night was a huge success. The gate, the buzz, the energy in this town, it couldn't have been better. I'm very happy. Hopefully we get to see UFC and more events coming to this city. We know WrestleMania unfortunately pulled out, and maybe one day down the line it'll end up coming back here, because ain't no party like a New Orleans party. We know that.
Yeah, just listening to that Dana White talk, it's kind of funny. When Haas and I were bringing up the Poirier fight and kind of previewing it with UFC 318 coming to town, it was the first time that UFC had been in New Orleans in over a decade.
Yeah.
Like, the last event was in June of 2015. So it's been a long, long time without it. But the way that Dana White kind of raved about the city and how they handled hosting the UFC event, I don't think it's going to be that long before another one comes to New Orleans. I think it's going to be a lot quicker.
Plus, I know he's got to like the fact the people who came out of town have to love the fact that this is a walking city. It's so easy just to move around. You're not having to drive an hour to get anywhere from where your hotel is to where the event's being held.
That's why there's so many Super Bowls in New Orleans as well. And every time the Super Bowl is here, people are like, it needs to be
here
at least once every half decade. But that's a different kind of situation. But Dana White really raved about New Orleans. And for UFC fans in this city that want another event sooner rather than later, that's a great sign.
It was also awesome to see Friday night was that Power Slap event. Morning show producer Tim Zimmer from here got to attend, and he was sending me a bunch of videos from that. I was also watching the free stream on YouTube. Who knew? But man, oh man, some of that is just brutal. I can't imagine being able to stand there, the 1-2-3 count, and then the slaps coming, being able to just stand there and take it.
So this was the first power slap competition that I actually watched all the way through, Steve. And I will say the production of it is insane.
Oh,
because
wild.
They have like the cameras that have slow-mo
yes.
of these slaps. And then you don't really see it in live action, but then when you see it in slow-mo and you see the hand go across the other opponent's face, and it just, the reverberation of skin and flesh as he just gets slapped, it's unbelievable. And shout out to our guy, Robert, the real deal Trujillo, who came on last week with Mike and I. He won his fight. In the first slap was fine. The second slap, he knocks his opponent down. The opponent gets up. And then the third slap was night-night. So shout out real deal Trujillo, one of the best power slappers in the game right now. He was on once again with Mike and I last week, and
nice.
He ended up defending his title in that competition this past weekend.
You mentioned that hand hitting someone's face and seeing that in slow motion really amplifies the effect of things.
Yes.
There was either a Hawaiian Samoan that was taking part. His hand might have been as big as my head.
So it's funny because that dude's actually technically from California.
Okay.
But I know exactly who you're talking about. The Manu guy.
Yes,
he's
that's
gigantic.
It.
He's like 450
I saw that
pounds.
Hand. I'm like, I'm not getting slapped by him. I'm stepping out.
I felt bad for the guy he was going up against. He had
right.
like 150 pounds on him. It was like the super heavyweight division, but the dude that he was slapping was like 275. But the guy's hand was the size of his face. So, and of course, he knocked him out. Like, that guy, unbelievable.
Didn't stand a chance for sure.
No, there is a ton of power and force behind each one of those swings.
So hopefully, we get Power Slap coming back to New Orleans as well. The UFC with huge success. Not a huge success, Charlie. Friday night, Pelicans closed out Summer League play. Womp, womp. End up with the big goose egg and wins. They lost another matchup, that one, to the Indiana Pacers.
Right.
113-104. But another positive showing, I guess you would say, from Jeremiah Fears, although with him and for the team, I'll mention again, just turnover is a huge issue.
We'll talk with Chuck Dodson later on in the show in
right.
the second half, Steve, about it. But for me, it felt like Fears took a step almost every single game that he played. Maybe like it's almost equal his fourth and fifth games at the Summer League, how well he played. And of course, the Pelicans lost every game that they played, so it doesn't really matter. But what you saw in his development was obviously the key thing for Pelican fans, seeing the number 7 overall pick. And him slowly get better and better and better as the Summer League went on. You heard it from him saying that he felt that the game slowed down a little bit in the second half of the second Summer League game that they had played. And that really showed, because game 3, he was great. Game 4, he was excellent. And then game 5, a really good closer as well for Jeremiah Fears. Obviously, the dour news there about Derek Queen being out for 12 months after undergoing wrist surgery, that obviously stinks. But at the same time, you know, you saw good things from him in 3 games that he played as well.
One thing about Summer League play, though, too, Charlie, you know from watching, it's not an easy watch.
No, it's pretty goofy. I mean, it's a lot of G Leaguers and guys that are just kind of trying to get their
sloppy
spot.
Ball, right?
Yeah, it's not great basketball. But, you know, we'll get to the preseason in a couple months, Steve. It's going to be in October, and then the regular season starts in kind of mid-October. That's been my biggest issue with the NBA, is that I think it starts too early and ends too early. Because if the NBA decided, hey, let's start our season, and I'm not even saying that game one needs to be Christmas Day, but Mike and I have talked a little bit about this, Steve. It just makes all the sense in the world for the NBA to start their season maybe a month or month and a half later, where they're starting in late, you know, November.
I'm
let's
with
say.
You, yeah. Please
and then
push it back.
Their season goes all the way. The playoffs should go into July. The playoffs should go, because when there's nothing going on but MLB baseball, that is a perfect time for the NBA to be displaying their playoff product. When the only competition is the MLB. Otherwise, the MLB just dominates these couple months, right? So, in our opinion, it just makes all the sense in the world, the NBA to push back the start of their regular season, and then they go later. And sure, you can keep the 82-game schedule if you want. That's what owners want. They want more games, more money.
Right, I can't see them lessening the schedule at all.
Right, despite the increase of soft tissue injuries and all that good stuff. But I think that it just makes sense for them to continue playing throughout into July, and have less competition with the NFL, by the way, where you're starting your season later. Because when you start the season in mid-October,
right,
that is the heart of NFL season. That is the heart of college football season. You're competing with football. And that's why people don't typically tune in to basketball until, you know, after the NFL postseason's over with. I know that they're trying to make it better with the in-season tournament and trying to spice up the regular season. Spice up the regular season by pushing it back and having more time to yourself and not competing with football.
Even for us here, you know, during Saints season, it's difficult to keep up with the NBA. You can follow the Pels, that's fine. But to keep up with the rest of the league, I definitely can't get invested till Christmas time.
Agreed. And so that's why Adam Silver should make that change ASAP. And I don't know if he will, but it feels like common sense, Steve.
We got training camp getting ready to kick off for the black and gold. Players will be reporting tomorrow. First practice on Wednesday. Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. You can chime in on the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Got some audio to get to as well. Tyler Shuck sat down with John Gruden. Alante Taylor joined CBS Sports. And if we got time, we'll get to Corey Brewer's post-game comments with the Pelicans after their loss to the Pacers in their Summer League finale. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. That's Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell, Scoot, Sports Talk, and all the local content you crave on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Welcome back into Sports Talk, Monday edition, and feeling a little more upbeat this Monday just because, like I said in that opening segment, we're heading into training camp this week. Woo-hoo. We're going to finally get to see football practice, and I know I'll get out there Wednesday and come into the studio, complain about the heat. Oh, man, when are the pads coming on? But football season's here. The black and gold are getting back into action. Saints season, this is what we're all about here on WWL.
Yes, sir. And, you know, as soon as we get into practices, the first padded practice is going to be on Monday,
right,
July 28th. And then after that, you're looking ahead to the preseason, and once you get to the preseason and the regular season. So it's going to be kind of a rolling ball. But this is obviously the first step, and we're all excited for it.
On our Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, you can sound off 504-260-1870. I know George has been hanging on patiently. We'll get to him now. What you doing on this Monday, George? How you been?
Hey, guys. Hey, really appreciate y'all. Listen, I'm pumped up for the Saints season. I like what they've done on the offensive line, the defensive line. I think we're going to be pretty strong at running back. The receivers should be adequate, tight ends adequate. The secondary might need a little help, but they may rise up. But, guys, I don't see how we can go into a season with a Spencer Rattler who has proven, you know, a big double zeros, and a Tyler Shuck who played not that much football in college, has some talent. But I think we should have signed one or two good veterans and let, you know, Shuck battle out with them, get rid of Rattler and Hayner. They're not NFL, you know, talent, in my opinion. But just wanted to get you guys' feedback. I know we're optimistic about Shuck.
Right.
But what are the – I've heard rumors that there are a possibility for Tua. And I just want to – if we had a Tua in here, guys, I think we'd be competitive in about every ball game. And I just want y'all's feedback.
Thank you, George. Yeah, I haven't heard anything really about Miami willing to even part ways with Tua right now.
I haven't either. I get George's point, though, 100% about young this quarterback room is. And that's why a lot of the national media is just negative about the Saints, is because there's the quote-unquote unknown there, right? Like, Spencer Rattler,
who I'm not ready to give up on after last year, even though the zero wins, everyone wants to point out, look at what was surrounding the guy. Let's give him another chance, please.
That's why you give him the kind of incomplete grade instead of just an automatic F. But I do understand, you know, the winless record in his rookie campaign. You can't really take that away either. Tyler Shuck, the injuries that he suffered throughout college, you know, he's an interesting question mark because he's an older rookie. But, you know, one thing I will say, George, is that when we were talking with Scott Shanley last week about it, because Jeff had brought up the idea of Jake Haener being the third piece of this quarterback battle, and then even the UDFA and Hunter Deckers.
Right.
With a shortened preseason where you only had the three preseason games, and with, you know, not having 2-a-days anymore where you only have a couple hours of practice a day and you only have limited practice sessions in training camp, how many reps can you really give every quarterback in the room? Now, if you were to say, like George had mentioned, if you got rid of Haener and Rattler and brought in a veteran, then sure, that would be your quarterback competition, is a veteran versus Shuck for the starting QB job. But it's really difficult to have, you know, a ton of heads in the single quarterback room because there's just so many limited reps in practice and in the preseason games that are now, you know, shortened down to three at this point. So it was always going to be probably a two-man race. I think Kellen handpicked his guy in Tyler Shuck, and I think that they were just going to give, you know, Rattler another chance. So that's why it's this two-man battle. And, you know, maybe they still go out and get a guy. Injuries happen at training camp. We'll see what happens.
The problem is who's available, right, Charlie?
Exactly. It's just a really shortened list. And it was always a shortened list. Like, the free agent quarterback market this year was, like, Sam Darnold and, like, Russell Wilson.
Right, and we didn't know any of this until Derek Carr announced he's retiring.
Correct. So that's another kind of wrench that was thrown in it as well.
Right.
So it wasn't a great QB market. The good QBs got paid pretty quickly. And then the Saints, they were going to give Rattler another shot just because, as we mentioned, it's kind of an incomplete for him. And then Shuck was Kellen Moore's handpicked guy. And it's going to be those two battling it out, which is going to be a legitimate training camp battle to keep an eye on. Everyone thinks that it's going to be Shuck, and he's got the upper edge being a second round pick. But if Rattler shows up and shows out throughout training camp, throughout the preseason, he can win the job. It's a true competition. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch kind of play out. But those two young guys, we'll see what happens throughout training camp, Steve.
I wouldn't rule out possibly when teams start making cuts and maybe a veteran becomes available, the Saints go down that road. But the ones that were available to New Orleans just did not interest the coaching staff here. Like, a Carson Wentz is still on the market right now. What good is that to bring him into this team?
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of slim pickings. A lot of the times with the quarterback position, Bobby always says that there's not enough of them. As starting quarterbacks at the NFL level, maybe, like, people have talked about Kirk Cousins before, but, I mean, how could you really get him? Because he's still...
He'd have to be released by Atlanta,
he's
right?
He's still under contract.
He's not getting
with the
traded
Falcons,
here.
And they would have to cut him and have to still eat a lot of dead money to be able to cut him.
And even Atlanta knows where he'd be headed probably first.
Exactly. So the veteran quarterback market was limited. I think that they're going to let these two young guys battle it out and see who comes out on top.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about the Washington Commanders and could they really go back to the name Redskins? We'll find out from David Harrison, who writes for the Commanders Game Day on Sports Illustrated, right after the break here on Sports Talk. Stay tuned on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Gell along with Charlie Long. Happy to welcome in now David Harrison, who writes for Commanders Game Day on Sports Illustrated, also host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. David, training camp around the corner. I know rookies reported on Friday for Washington and the vets reporting tomorrow over there. How you been doing, man?
We've been doing good. You know, just excited for the con and to get another season underway and hopefully a successful season.
No doubt, for sure. And a lot of controversy, intrigue maybe going on with the Washington football team right now. President Trump reignited the debate over the team's name recently, which changed 3 years ago after, you know, the mounting outcry and pressure from sponsors and critics. There was the football team they used for two seasons before the Commanders was unveiled as the permanent name in 2022. But now Trump wants the team to revert back to the name Redskins in order to help with or to at least get a deal done to build a stadium over there in Washington. Is there any way in like this is really even possible to revert back to the Redskins name, or is this all just a pipe dream?
I mean, I can tell you, like, the ownership group and, you know, the front office, the executives that are in, you know, places of power in the organization have said multiple times that, you know, the focus is on moving forward. And, you know, the lead owner, Josh Harris, the managing partner of the ownership group himself, grew up a fan of this franchise, going to RFK for games. So he gets it, you know what I mean? He understands it and sees where people are coming from. But the intent has always been to continue moving forward with the Commanders brand and make the Commanders brand something that fans can be really proud of. And what they've really done is taken a lot of strides and effort, put in a lot of effort to connect, you know, the pride in the past to what's happening right now. And then obviously into the future with the Super Bowl era throwback, you know, alternate uniform, Art Monk getting his, you know, number retired this year, and even more things to come that we, you know, we're being told by the team that are going to kind of surprise some fans, and I think really kind of help make, you know, the lineage of what Washington football is connect better with the future. As far as, you know, the president and what he can and can't do, you know, I'm not a political reporter, unfortunately, so like whether or not he really has that scope of power, you know, fully, or, you know, obviously he has influence, right? The president of the United States always has influence, no matter what they're saying, when they're saying it. But, you know, for right now, everybody's kind of waiting to just kind of see what's going to happen. But it really just kind of feels like somebody executing their First Amendment right, which everybody, you know, has the right to do and certainly should. But this person just happens to be someone who has a lot of influence and grabs a lot of attention. Whether it turns into something more, I couldn't tell you. But as of right now, just kind of being around people in the organization, it doesn't really feel like it's something that, like, oh, no, you know, this has been said. Now we've got to shift gears. So that's just kind of the vibe right now. We'll see, you know, if it develops into anything.
You know, you have a, you know, the pulse of the fan base there. Are folks clamoring for this return to the Redskins name, or have they kind of moved on? And like you mentioned, this new era, this new feeling, have kind of adopted the Commanders moniker and are happy with it?
Yeah, there's a mixture. You know, I think certainly there's going to be, you know, there are people who are kind of just diehard, don't want to give it up and refuse to call the team, you know, the Commanders and all that stuff. And even right now, you know, with the success they had last year, like you go to the stadium and they score a touchdown and you hear them, you know, sing the fight song. And some people are singing the old fight song and some people are singing the new fight song with the revamped words. So, you know, I think it's just one of those things that's going to kind of be what it is for a while. But I think the great thing is, you know, even if it's, well, they'll always be this to me, or, you know, I'll never call them that. They're supporting the players and the teams and kind of keeping, you know, the focus where it should be. Like, nobody's, you know, coming at Jaden Daniels and be like, well, he's not my quarterback because he's wearing a Commander's uniform there. If you're a fan of the burgundy and gold, you're a fan of the burgundy and gold all the way, even if you don't like everything that's going on with it.
Well, definitely no controversy about the guy you mentioned, Jaden Daniels. Oh, stellar first season in the NFL. Definitely anxious to see what else he can do. LSU fans here definitely supporting Jaden Daniels. But just overall, your impressions of the young man and what he's bringing year two into this Commanders franchise.
Yeah, I mean, just from day one. I mean, from day one of rookie minicamp, just, you know, last year watching him just be cool, calm, collected, yep, you know, in control. I mean, making adjustments, like literally rookie minicamp, he's telling guys, hey, you're lined up too close, split out more, you know, or take a step in towards the line of scrimmage. Like just things that you never see a rookie doing, let alone a rookie quarterback. And then, you know, the extra work he puts in when nobody has cameras rolling because we're not allowed to shoot it and all these things. And just hearing the stories of, you know, him and Luke McCaffrey showing up before anybody is at the facility to get routes in and literally doing his own walkthroughs before the walkthrough, right? Like, we all hate the meeting to prepare for the meeting, but when you're a competitor and you're an athlete, like hearing Jaden Daniels doing those exact things is part of the reason he's so successful. And then coming into this year, like with all the stardom and the success, you know, the question always is, you know, okay, now is this big head season or, you know, what is it? And he's been the same person, you know, and what's great is sometimes you see guys, you know, they go on these press tours and they get these Nike sponsorships and everything, and maybe they don't show up to the voluntary workout portion. But as soon as Jaden was allowed to return with his teammates, that's exactly where he wanted to be. It's exactly where he's been. And, you know, we're all excited to see where this offense can go this year with guys like Deebo Samuel further unlocking what Cliff Kingsbury can design, Laremy Tunsil giving him better protection, and then just seeing where Jaden can go as a passer, as a runner, and just as a quarterback, man. I mean, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, they both won MVPs in their second NFL seasons. You know, everybody here is kind of hoping maybe Jaden can do the same.
You know, David, I wanted to ask you about some controversy that is in Washington right now, not related to the name, but Terry McLaurin, who was coming off a second-team All-Pro campaign this past season. You know, he had his a season high in touchdowns with 13 in 2024. He was just outstanding this past year. His contract situation with Washington has been very fascinating to follow because the wide receiver market just continues to boom. Every single wide receiver contract you see, I think the most recent one was like Garrett Wilson with the Jets. Out of, you know, all these wide receivers, right now, nine of them are making $30 million or more, which if you said that basically a half decade ago, people would have thought you were crazy. But Jamar Chase at over $40 million, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, and Tyreek Hill all making over $30 million average annual value on their contracts. You know, Terry McLaurin is 29 years old, but coming off probably his best pro season. I want to get your thoughts on if there's any kind of momentum towards a deal, a long-term extension for McLaurin, obviously Jaden Daniels' number one target out in Washington.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this deal is this is the first time we're seeing this front office led by Adam Peters really have to embark in these types of conversations, right? Like, they extended Sam Cosmi last year. They extended Jeremy Reeves, the safety, this year. But, you know, neither of those guys are like a franchise record receiver. And, you know, I mean, Terry is one good game away from being a top five receiver in franchise history. So this is a totally different animal. And you've got a very kind of complicated situation in that Terry, like you mentioned, the wide receiver market, you know, he wants to kind of inflate his earnings with the market inflating. And everybody understands that, I think. But also, you know, from an organizational standpoint, he's turned in 30 before week two of this season, you know. So, you know, I'm sure his agent is saying this is his 29-year-old season, because when September rolls around, he's going to be 29 and he's at a point. But the team's probably looking at it and say, yeah, you're only going to be 29 for week one. And so, you know, we're not really going to give you a week, you know, 29-year-old contract negotiating leverage when you're going to be 30 before the end of September. And then the other part of this situation is the extension is obviously going to start getting paid out next year, right? So you're talking about money that's going to start getting paid out to Terry when he's about to turn 31, not even 30. So that kind of complicates things even further. And the way that this team has kind of put itself in position to always have optionality. That's Adam Peters, one of his favorite words, is optionality. They never want to be locked into a situation they can't get out of. And that usually involves not super long-term deals, not a whole lot of super, you know, guaranteed money and all this stuff, unless you're a player that they can see playing for the franchise for the next, I don't know, decade or so. So Jaden Daniels, you know, second contract, if things continue going the way they are, obviously that's going to be a major contract. And you've got other players on this team that could be looking for similar type of deals, like Frankie Louvu, if he can continue his trajectory. For Terry, I mean, honestly, if the Commanders get a new stadium in 2030, it's possible that Terry McLaurin isn't even playing for this team or in the NFL by the time that stadium opens, right? So when you look at who are the long-term building blocks of this team, is Terry one of those guys that's going to be playing for the next decade? Likely not. Is he a player that's really great right now? Absolutely. So I think there's a complication there of, you know, is this a two-year deal? Is this a four-year deal? Terry clearly wants more than what the Commanders are at least willing to discuss him getting. We don't actually have any reports that they've even actually made him an offer. But, you know, Terry clearly from his own public opinions or comments doesn't feel like he's being completely valued. And that kind of tells me that he's wanting money based off what he did as a 28, 29-year-old last year. But the problem is he's wanting that money and it's going to start getting paid when he's going to be a 31-year-old next year, on top of the fact that this is just a team that's very, very frugal in how they're spending money right now. So I think all those things combined, you know, it just kind of goes into it. And, you know, the other part of it that doesn't work in Terry's favor is Josh Harris is a very experienced franchise owner. He owns, you know, teams in several leagues, so he kind of knows how to play this game. And, you know, if he's not really worried about what the media is saying, what the fans are saying, as far as, you know, signing Terry and paying him, then the general manager has no reason to be worried about it either. And it helps them keep everything focused on business versus focusing on the emotion of it.
For reference, as you had kind of mentioned there with Terry being one of the better receivers in Washington franchise history, back five straight seasons of going over 1,000 yards, he's been Mr. Consistency. Yeah. And he's number 17 on this list via SpotTrack of the highest paid wide receivers in pro football, over $22.7 million average annual value. But you had brought up, mm-hmm. David, I wanted to ask you about a couple different players. But first and foremost, you know, Washington's been very busy this offseason. And maybe it's been a little bit under the radar busy, but they've added a ton of veterans, which you can kind of do when you have such a great quarterback on a rookie contract. Most recently was Von Miller, but you had brought up Laremy Tunsil, and I wanted to ask you about him because a five-time Pro Bowl left tackle, those guys do not grow on trees. Going out and making that huge splash trade back in March, sending, you know, a third-round pick, seventh-round pick in 2025, as well as a second-round pick in 2026, and a fourth-round pick that year as well. But bringing in this, you know, Pro Bowl caliber left tackle to help that offensive line was really an under-the-radar but an excellent move.
No, it absolutely was, you know, and Laremy is a guy that's automatically just kind of going to upgrade this offensive line. He's going to kind of do to the offensive line what Bobby Wagner did to the defense, you know, last year, to bring that legitimacy to it at the most, you know, important part, at the most important position, right? The conversation always comes up if quarterback's the most important position, which is the second most important, and the guy that protects his blind side is usually that answer, and that's going to be Laremy. But his ability to be trusted out there by himself, or, you know, just be kind of a cornerstone, a bookend, of that offensive line is going to help guys like Brandon Coleman, who are moving inside now with his anchor and his ability to kind of play with strength. The center, Tyler Biotish, if he knows he can kind of trust Laremy out there, you know, when you're setting protections, he doesn't have to worry about his left tackle. And it helps Cliff Kingsbury. Last year we saw tight ends, we saw receivers, running backs help out with that offensive line a lot. Chip blocks, staying in, you know, chip releases, things like that. And it happened at a rate that we didn't really usually see in the National Football League for, you know, reasons that they needed to. Even with that, they still allowed some of the most pressures in the National Football League, their upper half in the league anyway, in pressures allowed. And so Laramie allows you to kind of release yourself from a lot of that stuff. And then at the same time, bringing in Josh Connerly Jr., the first-round pick on the opposite side, until he's ready, you have a veteran like Andrew Wiley, who's, you know, not a top-shelf right tackle, sure, but a serviceable one at worst. And having all those guys in place will hopefully allow you to put more weapons in the field. And, you know, that Cliff Kingsbury, quote-unquote, air raid system, trying to maximize the usage of the field, the more weapons you have to have in to help block, the less you can maximize use of the field. This year, should be able to do that a lot better. And with a talent like Jaden Daniels, should be able to take advantage of it a lot more.
Dave, how's our former guy Marshawn Lattimore doing over there? I know hamstring injury really hampered him, and when he did finally get to come back and play for the Commanders, just didn't look like the same guy. But how's he looking and feeling coming into the 2025 season?
Yeah, Marshawn's a really cool dude, and yeah. I mean, like him coming over. You know, I used to cover the Buccaneers, so I covered a very different side of Marshawn during those times. But getting to meet him and you know, just kind of talk to him. It's actually funny, before the Buccaneers playoff game and the Commanders last year, my fellow beat reporters let me get the first question in to him so I could ask him about rekindling that rivalry with Mike Evans. But, you know, it's always kind of been a situation, and it's expectation management is such a big part of, you know, the media game and what fans think and how they feel. And, you know, I tried, you know, everybody listened to my show anyway, you know, they at least heard me say, whether they believed it or not, that, you know, you got Marshawn coming in, hamstring injury, like you said, mid-season, doesn't have a ramp up with this defense, doesn't have a ramp up with the language, the checks, all these other things. And again, you know, the injury. So temper some expectations. I came into it, you know, early November trade. I came into it saying, if he plays before the bye week, I'll be surprised. Sure enough, his first game is after their bye week in New Orleans against the Saints. And, you know, fortunately for the Commanders defense, obviously the Saints, out of their respect for Marshawn, just completely stayed away from him, as I probably would if I were the Saints as well. But the Eagles, the Buccaneers, they were a little bit more bold, you know, and they kind of showed what it looks like when a cornerback is coming off of an injury. He aggravated that hamstring injury against the Eagles the first time he faced them. Huh. And also without the run-up and the education, you know, within the scheme that you need so much to play one of the hardest positions in the league. So this year, he's healthier. He said he feels really good, and he's got that run-up. He's got that time with his teammates. He's going to have all the training camp to get all those checks down and walk through it and play through it and go out there and put it on tape. So I think that you're going to see more of the old Marshawn. You know, I don't know if I would still come out here and say you should expect Pro Bowl caliber, All-Pro caliber, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, but I think you're certainly going to see a better version than we saw last year just because of everything else that he's not dealing with this season.
Yeah, definitely wishing him the best. It was a cool cat around here, and definitely the Saints secondary room will surely miss his talents. Dave, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate you stopping by. I'll be talking soon for sure.
Absolutely. Appreciate you. Thank you.
David Harrison writes for the Commanders Game Day on Sports Illustrated, also host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. A lot of folks expecting this Washington squad to challenge Philly for that top spot in the East this year.
They've made a lot of interesting pickups this offseason, Steve, where they feel like they've upgraded a roster that made it to the NFC Championship game this past season. They're one of those teams to watch, man, because if, like David was talking about there, Jaden Daniels can make an MVP-level leap in his second season, I don't know. We'll see what they can really do to challenge Philly for that top spot in the NFC. I think they're up in that number as far as those top 3 to 5 teams. The NFC North is a little bit weird. Same thing with the NFC West. Like, you really want to trust the Rams. I know that a lot of folks are buying stock into the 49ers. I'm just not ready to really do that.
I'm with you on that for sure.
The North, like, you're maybe expecting the Lions to take a step back after they were so, so good last year. Same thing with the Vikings.
They're already getting hit with injuries too, the Lions.
I think the Packers are going to be a really strong team. Once again, I need to see it with the Bears to believe it.
Right.
So if you're talking really about the best teams in the NFC, Washington's in that number, Steve. It's Philly. You would probably put L.A. with the Rams up there, and then Washington's right up there too. Buccaneers, maybe Detroit and Green Bay follow there too.
Yeah, when you got a kid like Jaden Daniels, and you heard first thing from David Harrison was just that calm, cool, collected attitude he has, and just being able to deliver on the field, you know this team can just ride that that wave when you have that superior signal caller leading the way.
The kid's special, man. He's one of those players that if you told me he makes an MVP leap in 2025, I 100% buy in. I would believe it right off the bat in July.
Luckily, we don't have to face him this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL Saints Radio. Coming to the end of this hour of Sports Talk, checking in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Something stood out to you, huh, Charlie?
No, this was something that I had seen on Twitter.
Oh, okay. I thought it was our text line.
Well, we were talking about Tulane in the first hour. We talked with Matty Hudak, the Tulane sideline reporter, about their projections for the 2025 season and, you know, how bullish people should be on this Tulane Green Wave squad. After picking up Jake Retzlaff from BYU, the former Cougar quarterback that led BYU to an 11-2 season, Brett McMurphy posted this earlier, Steve, via Circus Sports. The odds for a group of five teams to make the college football playoff, 12-team college football playoff, probably the last year of it before they advance to 16. Boise State, who made it last year, is plus 190 to make it again this year when the Mountain West have a very gaudy record. Number two on this list, Steve, the Tulane Green Wave at plus 850. And then right behind them, Memphis, their fellow AAC squad at plus 900. James Madison from the Sun Belt at plus 1200. And then a little bit further down the list, my UL Raging Cajuns at plus 2,000. Oof. But Tulane, I mean, it's still really good. As far as being the top-ranked group of five squad, Tulane's very heavily being considered as that team for 2025. Coach Summerall's got them rolling, man.
I was going to say, Summerall heading into year two. Lots to Iggy. Excited about that. Heading to top of the hour news. We'll be back with more right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.